true crime today.
An Arkansas man has admitted to producing child porn. And when you produce child porn, what do? You put it on Tumblr. At least that's how he thinks it works, or something.
Lock your doors and hide your children. True crime today.
Well, I'm doing the math here. He's only 25 years old. He's sentenced to 30 years in prison. So he'll get out when he's 55-ish. And then he'll be
Unless
watched.
He's had good behavior, he could get out in 15.
Without the possibility of parole, it says.
Oh, but, good.
But can you get out for good behavior, even though it's not parole? Is that something that happens? I don't know.
I hope he's in there for 30 years.
I hope he's murdered in prison, quite honestly. That's really my wish, is that he's murdered by a broomstick in the shower. And I think the world would be a better place. An Arkansas man sentenced 30 years in prison for the production of child pornography. Aaron Lloyd Mitchell, who's 25, does not have the possibility of parole, and sentence will be followed then by 20 years of supervised release. How'd you like to be the parole officer that has to go and check on people like this? I don't think I could do it.
Oh, my God. I had a friend. Well, I have a friend. I just haven't talked to her for a while.
You don't have any friends, Carol. Just admit it.
I have not. Okay. So one time I met this girl, and she was a parole officer. Mm-hmm. And some of the shit she told me, yeah. I'm like, I can't even imagine.
I can't fucking fathom.
Because she was working with some sexual offenders and different things. And like the amount of manipulation they tried on her, because, you know, a lot of more men. So they're like trying to flirt with her and shit like that. Like, it was just disgusting.
It would be really hard not to put some sort of poison in their coffee. Or their Gatorade. Maybe
she knows they did. Like,
I know,
horrible stuff.
Yeah. A little antifreeze in the Gatorade. I think I would be, you know, oh, look, I brought you a drink. Oh, thank you.
Every day. Yeah, I know how much you like green Gatorade.
Look at that. How did I learn that? I learned that in an episode of Dateline the other day. I'm like, oh, shit.
Too. I wonder if we listened to the same one.
Yeah. I was like, wow, I guess that can happen. But I mean, seriously, though, if I couldn't handle that sort of a job. God bless the people who can. But my gosh, according to the federal complaint, Aaron Lloyd Mitchell, now 25, has been the subject of an investigation since November 3rd of 18, when a tip-off informed the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children that someone may be currently molesting 5-year-old and 13-year-olds and posting pics of the abuse online. The FBI investigation revealed that the assault was recorded on an iPhone 7 Plus in Foreman, Arkansas. Mitchell owned that type of phone and happened to live in Foreman. In the first two counts of the indictment, Mitchell was charged with taking pictures of the 5-year-old between September 1st and November 3rd, while the child was wearing Hello Kitty and donut underwear. According to the third allegation of the indictment, Mitchell allegedly took a picture of part of his own body while the 13-year-old was sleeping.
I think we know what part that was.
It doesn't specify. I guess it could be anything. You think it's just like his pinky or something? At the time of the crimes, Mitchell lived with the 5-year-old's mother. 13-year-old child was a daughter of a friend who frequently spent the night at their house. Why was the 13-year-old spending the night at the house? When confronted by the FBI, Mitchell admitted to the crimes. Mitchell's public defender, Matthew Hill, said Mitchell is a young man who became lost, but he is not hopeless. Yeah, he fucking is. He's completely hopeless. He is hopeless, because if you're getting off and doing child porn with 5 and 13-year-olds or any fucking child, you are hopeless. That's like the definition of hopeless. Adding that he was on the right track, but that all changed with an injury while he was in the military. What injury makes you gravitate towards child porn?
Exactly.
Like, I don't care. Like, but PTSD doesn't lead you to child porn.
And the fact, here's what I don't get. Like, not only are you doing this, but you're posting it to Tumblr so other people have access to it.
He's a fucking idiot. He's a degenerate.
I've never messed around with Tumblr, so I don't really know what one would normally post there, but it doesn't seem like this is the shit.
It's not necessarily supposed to be a child porn outlet. I get public defenders. I get defense attorneys. I understand they have to represent their clients with, what is it, vigor or something. It doesn't necessarily mean they need to believe their clients, but they have to defend their clients. I think I'd be doing like the bare minimum on this guy and not really making any fucking statements. Just be like, no comment, no comment.
One of my friends was a, gosh, it sounds like I know all these people in high places, but one of my friends was the assistant district attorney. And the thing is if this public defender doesn't do his job properly, the guy immediately has recourse for an appeal.
Exactly.
And so I think that the defender, to do his job right, has to like give some sort of defense some bullshit explanation.
You do. And I get that, but in some places, though, I think it's like overkill. Like this, saying, he graduated boot camp as a proud American. He stood with a sense of, I need like patriotic music or something here. He stood with a sense of purpose. He obeyed orders, respected the authority of his superiors, wore his uniform with pride. He trained hard to be the best soldier. That strong soldier was laid low by a back injury while training. He was medically discharged, broken in body and spirit. His direction and purpose was reduced to nothing by the word discharged. How about he was just fucking injured? And then he was injured and then he started jerking off to kids.
Yeah, he still doesn't explain that he is producing child pornography and posting it to Tumblr.
How did the two don't connect? They said that due to the back injury, he became addicted to opioids. Again, you can become addicted to opioids and not get into child porn. The two don't necessarily correlate at all. The extent of his remorse cannot be overstated. You don't have remorse if you're doing this sort of shit. You don't.
And posting it to Tumblr. It's one thing if he's doing it and not sharing it with anybody. Like, that's sick. Like, that's really, really, really sick. But it would be impossible to catch him unless you catch him in the act.
When confronted by FBI agents with one of the photos, Aaron immediately acknowledged that he had taken the pictures. The defense said, when asked why he took the pictures, he gave the same response that we see from so many immature young men, saying, I don't know, sir. It's not immaturity. Being into child porn is not immaturity. It's being fucking deranged. There's something wrong with you.
There's something really wrong with you.
When you're immature, you're not into child porn. What the fuck? It's just, but I get it's defense, I guess, trying to throw shit at the wall and seeing what sticks, but none of this shit is going to stick. Back injury, child porn. Opioids, child porn. No, it's a fucking no. Just kill him. Get rid of him.
Well, it's like there's children involved with this.
Yeah. Well,
like,
he's...
makes me so sad. And I wonder, and who knows, like, what he's doing with these kids. And maybe the moms work overnights or late at night or something.
Well,
they might even work second shift.
I hope he enjoys his next 30 years behind bars. And with a high likelihood, I'm setting my hopes and prayers that he doesn't make it out in 30 years. Lock your doors and hide your children.